with SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. South Korea's opposition leader is stabbed in the neck during a visit to a southern port city. Lee, the chief of the main opposition Democratic Party, is conscious. He was airlifted to a hospital. Officials say he was attacked by an unidentified man during a tour of the site of a proposed airport. They say the guy wore a paper crown with Lee's name printed on it. He approached Lee asking for an autograph among a crowd of supporters before he lunged forward. The man refused to answer police questions about motive. Fighting between Israel and Hamas continues into the new year.
The new year really began in a grim fashion. It was just after midnight local time that we have not fireworks over Tel Aviv, but these rockets fired by Hamas towards southern Israel as well. Hamas said that was in response to the killing of civilians in Gaza. But overnight we saw Israeli strikes apparently killed nearly 50 people in Gaza City. Rescuers there were searching for survivors in the rubble. About 20 of those killed were taking shelter at the Al-Aqsa University, we understand.
Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. military says its forces opened fire on Houthi rebels after they attacked a cargo ship in the Red Sea, killing several in an escalation of that conflict.
U.S. Central Command says the crew of the USS Gravely Destroyer first shot down two anti-ship ballistic missiles fired at the Singapore-flagged Maersk Hangzhou late Saturday. The U.S. Navy says four small boats attacked the same cargo ship with small arms fire early Sunday, and rebels tried to board the vessel. Central Command says the attackers fired on helicopters from the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, and the helicopters fired back, sinking three of the four boats. No damage to U.S. personnel or equipment was reported. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. A warning from a fundraising expert. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Derek Baker is telling churches and ministries there may be a generosity crunch in the not-too-distant future. That because of a shrinking middle class, younger generations less inclined to give, and the failure of nonprofits to keep up with the latest tech. Baker, who heads Dickerson Baker, says, quote, "We believe there's a perfect storm coming that is going to have a massive impact on nonprofits in the future." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some of the most liberal laws in the country have gone into effect in California. One of them will guarantee that doctors in California who mail abortion pills to patients in other states will be protected from prosecution. Under another law, foster families will be required to demonstrate their acceptance of homosexuality and transgenderism or be barred from taking kids into their homes. On the upside, religious institutions in California can now turn their parking lots and other properties into affordable housing. This is SRN News. Senate Democrats are unhappy with President Biden's bypassing of Congress to sell emergency weapons to Israel.
The president's request of $14 billion in aid to Israel is stalled on Capitol Hill, but the Biden administration went around Congress twice last month to help arm the Jewish state. Secretary of State Blinken made an emergency determination that allowed for the $148 million sale of equipment to Israel. Such determinations are rare, but not unprecedented. Several top Senate Democrats are slamming the White House for keeping Congress out of the process. Greg Clugston, Washington.
California, now the first state to offer health insurance to all illegal immigrants. There are more than 2 million illegal immigrants in California, and it's estimated that providing health insurance for all will cost the citizens of that state upwards of $3 billion a year. More details at SRNnews.com.